This is GQDN for September the 12th. It's Tuesday, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. And stackup.org. In today's news, somebody stole something, or somebody's in trouble. How about Assassin's Creed news? And Steam turns 20. But today, we begin with GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Xbox likes AI. So, the corporate vice president, Sarah Bond, did talk about artificial intelligence and how that could be an impact on the gaming world, because she was talking to Inverse. So here's what she said, quote, "You're really going to see game development to be further decimized by the power of AI. There's going to be a game developer or game creator co-pilot that makes it easier for anybody to create a game, even if they're not deeply schooled in computer science or how to use the Unity. Music and video had far more democratization of creators. I see the need so clearly. I meet many people who want to create a game. So we'll see how this goes going forward." But they also said that we got a new color for our controllers. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and it's purple. Astral purple. So if you like it, well, it's going to cost you $65. And it'll launch on September 19th. And the pre-orders are on the Microsoft Store already. That's if you like it. Now, PC Games SN did say that the Liza P developer did cut some content. So the developer is Neowise, and they did cut some content because to them it was risky, inspired Pinocchio. Now, the Liza P did have a different message in its place. Now, what Jiwon Choi did say was, quote, "That was one of the messages we were going to use in the game, but we ended up taking it out. We took out eventually because we wanted everyone to enjoy the game exactly how we intended to be enjoyed, and not judged based on any trends. We really wanted the world that we designed be interpreted by the players exactly how we aimed it to be. We took our factors that could be a little risky. We respect everyone who might want to play this game. We want everyone to get the best experience out of it." But the deceased Marinette is what he's talking about. And the sign reads, "Purge Puppets." So that is what they were talking about and how to create the content for that. Now, we get to another game, a little bit different. Maybe like quite a bit more different. Because if you grew up around my time, you know what a cassette is. Nintendo Everything did say that Cassette Beasts will release in October. That is October 4th. And the Pier of the Unknown for Cassette Beasts will be releasing then. So, the Unknown DLC will have a new storyline to uncover, plus 12 new monsters to collect and more. So, there you go. Go get them. Blue News did also say that Football Manager is coming here very soon. And they did release an official trailer, and it will come to PC, the Microsoft consoles, and mobile on November 6th. So if you're into soccer, or otherwise known as worldwide football, Football Manager is coming very soon, November 6th. So go and enjoy that. Now, Destructoid did give some information on Mortal Kombat 1, and the new trailer did spotlight Rikyo and Shang Tsung, and then their fights by a little bit. Now, Rikyo was introduced in Mortal Kombat 4, and Shang Tsung, who is a pre-order bonus. Now, in the trailer, you may hear from Liu Kang, the fire god, where he does say something like, quote, "was free to craft a new era of peace." This is from Destructoid, if I did not say that. But, yep. Oh, Shang Tsung's coming, and you get to see a lot of other things within Mortal Kombat 1. So go enjoy that one. Now we have some more controller things, because according to NintendoLife.com, the Nintendo joystick patent could be the end of the future drift issues. So there's a patent for the magnetic joystick design that has been filed by Nintendo, and the technology might point towards the drift-free future. And that's thanks to IGN for pointing that out, because they saw it. Now, the patent was filed back in May, and has now been published by the United States Patent Office. So they did give some designs as to what that would look like. And they did issue one, which does look very interesting. But what they said in the document was, quote, "A resistance section using magnetor electrical fluid whose velocity changes in accordance with an intensity of magnetic field, which serves as a resistance when the operation element is displaced from the initial position and to the initial position." Words are hard. But yeah, they did file a patent, and the patent is now available to see. And one I think already has filed a few patents is Steam. And today they are 20 years old. Valve made Steam and has a vast collection of games, and hundreds of thousands of players have that, and they are online. Now, the release was official on the 12th of September in 2003. On January 2023, they have a activity record of 33 million users. That's as of the last January, and that is very, very huge. That's worldwide. So Valve did provide an email to RPS this week, and they said, quote, "Our goal with Steam from the very beginning was to make it easier for game developers to reach or find and start building their audience, and for players to find games like and to get updates on those games. Part of that was based on our own needs and devs ourselves, but we also hearing from groups of developers outside of Valve who really didn't want or need to get the traditional publishing route. They wanted to reach players. These have been our clear objections from day one, but we've had to try a lot of different things over the years to figure out how to get there. Feedback from devs and gamers is always a huge part of that. One of the games that's going to be on there, I have no doubt, is Assassin's Creed Mirage. And PC Games N was talking about that. In fact, you're going back in time in the stealth game, and it has the adventures of Ezio, but, well, Nelson was playing the game, and he did say that he had 3 hours with Assassin's Creed Mirage, and he said that it was clear to him that the Basmum adventure through Baghdad isn't quite straightforward, quote, return to roots, unquote, that people may expect. But there are some mechanical and quality life features that were lifted from the Assassin's Creed games. But he is liking Assassin's Creed Mirage because he gets to search every single corner of Baghdad, such as you can earn leather, steel ingots, and some other components by doing some contracts, which is a big thing for him. So, okay. Now Starfield is sharing their tips. So Games Radar Plus did say that. And one of the posts did say that, quote, "Leveling is slow in this game, so don't spend your points just to spend them." Okay. But somebody else did say that picking up food, such as some items, are, quote, "a waste of space," end quote. But you could buy med packs, digipicks, and ammo from the vendors. So there's some other things that they said. We don't have much time right now. We have other things to get to, like, Stellar Blade coming to PlayStation 5, and we'll have a physical release. This comes to us from PushSquare.com, and there's only been a trailer or two for the PlayStation 5 exclusive Stellar Blade, which is still scheduled for this year, and it comes to us via the Korean studio called Shipped Up. Now, this is another sci-fi action RPG, but we shall see what happens. Will it come out in 2023, or will it be pushed to 2024? We shall see, as right now, it may not be a state of play yet for the end of this year. But these people don't care. Game Informer did say that Fortnite now has My Hero Academia. So which ones are they? Well, one of them is Shoto Doroki. Another one is Eiichiro Kirishima. Amina Ashido. And they are available in the shop for purchase. So you can get the skins. Oh, there's also balloons you could do and maybe some attacks. Along with pizza. Yes, pizza in a game. Now, Nintendo Everything did say that they got some UK sales for August 2023. And here's the list again. Oh, look at this. FIVA took the number one spot. Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon took number two. And here's the rest of the top five. Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto 5. I took those opposition. And Red Dead Redemption Original. Red Dead Redemption 2 took number four. So there you go. Man, we have an issue. PCGamesN.com did say that Frostmourne has been seized by the police. Okay. Now, this was done in Manitoba. And they also confiscated some other weapons as a part of a raid. Now, on the Manitoba's official website, they said that the police raided a property that is a Norway House area on Wednesday. That's September the 6th. They confiscated 113 grams of what is appeared to be pure cocaine. And they also found a very varied selection of weaponry on the property that would include matches, a bear mace, some high caliber rifles, and what was a presumably a replica of Frostmourne itself, but it was labeled as a sword on the official report. Now they did give a picture and you see all the different weapons, but over on the left you see the swords, and one of them does look like Frostmourne. Quite the find. Got a couple snipers in there too. Damn. I think that dude meant business, but he got caught. So if you have a Frostmourne, don't get caught, because I know some people like Medros would like to have one if he doesn't have one already. And he is the leader of Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.